It's a Monday morning, which means here in the 10 o'clock hour, it is the GMCF Community Hour, brought to you by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And Vern Henrichs is joining me once again. And Vern, there's an interesting story, and I think that this is just one of the things that, you know, we can't celebrate these types of stories enough in our community, especially as challenging as it has been, especially considering the occupation that the recipient of an award has. And let's bring us a little bit of background on this community story that we're going to share this morning on the GMCF Community Hour.
Absolutely. And I'm very pleased to do so, because this is one of those elements where it's really a community of citizens taking care of one of those citizens or one of their citizens in need. And it really stems from a very, very kind and generous and supporting heart in this whole process. And that's Officer Berard that we're going to talk to today here. But the way it sort of unfolded is there was a bike theft of a young man that had some special needs in our community, and had a special bike because of that. It was a tricycle. And Officer Berard was the attending officer in the project. And because this bike was unique, it was a transportation for this young man, and it was very special. And obviously there were a whole lot of funds around to support the purchase of a new bike. And so a friend of mine at the police department, Kurt Muldrum, called me or suggested that Officer Berard and I visit. And the long and the short of it, we were able to get the Guardians program involved and take care of the situation where we could get this young man a replacement bike. And so the Guardians purchased it. The Shepherd's Crossing went through the ordering process to get it. We worked with the family to get the bike replaced for them. And so it was a very, you know, maybe a week-long delay for this young man to not have this tricycle that was very important for his transportation and life benefit. But the real story to me is, you know, Officer Berard's heart. In talking with Officer Muldrup, I understand that this isn't the first time he has done something kind, and I'm sure he's not going to share every situation that he's done. But to me, for one of our police officers in the community to step forward and take the time out of their own life, personal life, to do something for someone else deserved a great deal of recognition. And I'm sure there's other officers out there too, but this was one that just I happened to be involved with, and hosting a radio show here, I thought we need to talk about this. So Officer Berard, I'm pleased to publicly say thank you to you for what you did here. So,
well, you're very welcome, Vern.
And we're speaking with Officer Josh Berard. And Officer Gerard, tell us a little bit about that scenario when you came across this individual who was in a tight spot, and kind of reenact some of that for us.
Kind of like what Vern said, I responded to a theft of a bicycle, and you know, unfortunately, that is a common call that we get. What made this situation a little bit more unique was that when we talk about the individual, he was actually about a 20-year-old male, and he suffered, his illness made it so that he couldn't operate a vehicle, and he also couldn't actually ride a bicycle, as in he couldn't ride anything with two wheels because there was a chance he could be seriously injured. So yes, he had a special bike in which if something did happen to where he passed out or something like that, he wouldn't cause very much harm to himself, but it also allowed him to get from A to B, such as going from home to work or vice versa, or to even visit his grandmother.
I would imagine, you know, and I've worked with a number of special needs individuals that they get attached to things like their bike. And I bet that that was a highly emotional situation for him.
Yes, it was. He did a great job in articulating the situation, but ultimately it was his grandmother that made the call, because he was he was very upset about it. It didn't seem like he knew exactly where to start. And so once I got there and started asking more questions, you know, he expressed how important this that his tricycle was to him. And I definitely started brainstorming at that point, because I couldn't imagine being in his shoes. And that's kind of where I put myself as he was talking and explaining it. And it was something that I was like, man, I don't know what I would do at this point without it.
Vern, with your contact, let's talk a bit about, and Vern, were you a part of the presentation of the new bike or the new trike?
I was, it was the Guardians, you know, officers that actually were there with the family and Beth Klug down at Shepherd's Crossing. You know, my involvement in this was just, I knew who to pull together.
Sure. You're a connector.
So I'm a connector. And, you know, those individuals in our community that are part of the Guardians for men and the Fairy Godmothers for the women that give their funds generously each year at different events. We got a golf tournament coming up here before long, and those are the individuals that need a big thank you. The Shepherd's Crossing, for them, you know, working with these individuals that have financial need and kind of processing that. Beth Klug, they need a lot of thank yous, because they give a volunteer their time and do a whole lot of that stuff. And, you know, and even just, you know, back to Josh again, just for his heart of even caring enough to bring this to someone's attention. You know, I've subsequently reached out and went out and talked to some of the officers on his shift and said, hey, if this happens, you know, don't be bashful and let us know. And so those all are the individuals that deserve the credit, and certainly those that help care for the young man too as well. I mean, in this case, it probably was very traumatic for him, like we said, and a lot of people had to help serve his needs. And we just appreciate having him in our community and having so many loving people around him to make things better for him.
Josh, were you there when the bike was presented to this young man?
I was not there. I was actually on shift still. But
oh, you mean you have to work too?
Yeah. His grandmother had been in contact with me, and she actually kept me updated by sending me a few photos. And so she definitely has reached out and, you know, expressed how grateful and how happy he is about the end result.
Vern, what was the response by the young man when he saw this new trike that had come into his life?
Well, he was obviously smiles, and the family was very grateful. I mean, people don't realize that there are others out there that would do these kinds of things when they receive these sorts of gifts. And so he knew he was going to get the bike, because there'd been conversations from Shepherd's Crossing and, you know, about that. And so it wasn't a surprise presentation, but it certainly was a happy moment to have a brand new bike to kind of serve his needs and make his life better from that standpoint.
Josh, I understand. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vern.
The one thing that I want to make sure that we don't lose track of, this is not Officer Berard's first time of doing something kind. And, you know, he may not want to share other events like this, but this wasn't a random occasion. He has a heart that needs to be recognized. And that's why we've got him here this morning as well. And he didn't tell me this. Some of his fellow officers did, and that to me was what made this a little more special. So,
Josh, as a police officer, we all know that it's a tough gig to be in right now. And moments like this kind of give you a little special feeling, special hope.
Yes, they do. We've all started at the same place, just as individuals, meaning that we were all, you know, we were babies and we were kids, and then now, you know, we're adults. And with that being said, we all come from different backgrounds, and we've all had things happen in our lives in which we wouldn't have been able to overcome them if it wasn't for you know, the random acts of kindness or someone taking a chance on us. And I, with these types of situations, you know, just, I, you know, I became a police officer to help people. And sometimes, you know, we can't always do as much as we want when we want to do it the way we want to do it. And it's these types of situations when you can take that extra step and kind of put yourself out there and have a positive outcome that really, that really just warm your heart. There's a lot going on, and you know, for 10 bad things that happen, it takes one good thing to really help you overcome those things and kind of keep a positive mindset. And that's what I love about working at RCPD in general is the fact that I'm not like Vern said, I'm not the only officer that goes out and does these things. Our call loads are, you know, we stay busy. You know, it's not always the worst things in the world, but it's just, I mean, we're going back and forth. And a lot of officers and I, we always have these conversations about, man, I wish I could have did more on this or more on that, or, you know, I wish this would have turned out differently. And so we speak about this all the time, and we dedicate ourselves to making sure that we're not just being enforcers, but we're also, you know, we're being empathetic and putting ourselves in the other person's shoes. We know what our role is, and is to serve the community, but we're also, you know, we're kind of our brother's keepers, and the community is our family. And, you know, they say that, you know, blood is thicker than water, but in this case, it all goes full circle.
How long have you been with the police department here?
I've been with Raleigh County for approximately 7 years.
Okay. And were you in policing before that, in law enforcement of any kind of level before coming to RCPD?
No, I was not. I actually played K-State football, and when I graduated, I just, like most of us that get out of college, we had to find ourselves and kind of decide what we want to do. And I was in a sales job, and I remember sitting there, and I said, I just want a little bit more purpose. Not saying that selling things doesn't have its purpose, but it's just for me, I love people so much, and I've always been a person that people come to in times of need, either just be someone to talk to or to have a kind of someone that can give advice.
Well, Josh, we're really proud of you. Thank you for your efforts. And Vern, that's a great story that we can share, and hope it will inspire others to embrace their community as well, right?
Absolutely. Very proud of you, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words.
And I know we also have on the Zoom call Rachel Pate. Rachel is at least right now public information officer. Rachel, is that right?
That's correct. Currently the interim. We're working on training a new PIO.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you share this information with other members of the PD and, you know, stories like this very often?
Yeah, we do. There's actually a way that you can go on our website and compliment an employee if you have an interaction with someone like this. We love getting feedback from what officers are doing out in the community. And we share that feedback not only with the officers, but their supervisors and other individuals if we can do so.
All right. And what's the, it's RileyCountyPolice.org?
/compliment.
/compliment. All right. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. And Josh, congratulations. Thank you for having the great heart that you have. That's good stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. And Vern, it's a true honor.
All right. And Vern, we're so thankful that you could share the story with us. And we have more to share when we come back here on the other side of the break. It's the GMCF Community Hour, brought to you by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Back with a wrap-up with a calendar and some other things that we'll be talking about with Vern in just a couple of moments.